Welcome to the Morning Mix podcast. We started the day today on the roads, looking at vanity license plates.
Yeah, one in particular whose license plate actually caused the beginning of an organization.
An organization
was created to support the license plate.
Just supporting recreational trails. We'll wait for you to hear that one coming up. Also, interesting first dates. None of us really had an interesting first date with our partners, but there are some interesting ones out there.
Yeah, like on the sets of some shows.
Yes, yeah, that was really cool. So that's coming your way. Plus, cookies, Girl Scout cookies, and wine. We're putting our hands together today.
Yeah, petite sirah. What cookie goes best with that?
Where did you get that tuxedo? All that and more right now on the Morning Mix podcast.
We were talking about vanity license plates because of a specific one that you brought up. But it reminded me one time I was driving around Lincolnwood and every car I got behind was a vanity plate to where I thought I was being punked. I was like, does everybody have these? So I did voice to text. So I remember these. And I remember I was behind Yochi 2.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Aiello 8. I don't remember what that one was for, but because it was like more intricate, I couldn't do it. And then Angler 4. So someone was a fisher?
Yeah, it's
must
fisherman.
Be, right?
Someone loved Yochi, and then this middle one I couldn't remember. But it was like literally every car. I'm like, what? Everyone is paying money for this.
My buddy in high school inherited his sister's car, right? So it got passed down, and she had somehow convinced their parents to give her a custom license plate. Her name was Christine, right? Christy. So Christy's license plate, this is a weird connection, but it's our friend Jim O'Brill's wife, right? So
Jim's the best.
Christy has a license plate, and the plate was LDYKRS, Lady Chris.
Oh, okay.
So then our buddy Keith inherits the car when we're 16,
yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I'm driving around in a Lady Chris. And we were like, no, man, that thing's the Lady Killer. And we were like, yeah, we figured it out. No, it was Lady Chris.
Lady Chris.
We said, all right, if you've had a custom plate or you've seen a custom plate or there's one you've always wanted to have, text it to us at 60123. From a 708, my license plate in my first car, since I was a Spanish major, I thought it'd be really funny. So it was K Pasa. What's
okay.
up?
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah.
Gotta like that. The other day I was driving and I saw a plate that simply read moist.
Wow.
Nobody has time for that.
Why does they allow that?
My parents had a license plate. This is from a 708. That was CR twins, because my brother and I are twins. Uh-huh. So they had twins, and they went, you know what?
Yeah.
We're all in. We're twin parents.
Yes.
And we're all in. Let's do it. I see this license plate, Dip By. It's an Indiana plate. I don't know what it means, but it's around. I got to think there's some kind of a trader. Dip By. Like, if the market dips, buy?
Dip.
I guess
the
so.
Dip.
They must be, yeah.
Oh.
Or they really love that Parmesan artichoke spinach dip from Costco.
Right.
Like, yeah, I'm just all into dip. From a 773, my old boyfriend had one. It was C-U-N-B-E-D. See you in bed. Anyway, relationship didn't last long.
Old boyfriend.
Yeah, old boyfriend. After being rear-ended 3 times in over 2 months, I got a vanity license plate that simply said, stop. I am sick of this happening.
It's great.
I used to love skiing, and I had a vanity plate that said, Ski Alps.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's nice.
Yeah.
A lot of Cubs fans on here. A lot of people with different Cubs plates.
Makes sense.
If I could, from a 630, I desperately want my license plate to read, back the F up. But I don't think you're going to get that one through with the Department of Motor Vehicles.
They've wised up on the AF.
Yeah,
and
they
F's.
Have figured all that stuff
good
out,
good luck
right?
getting those through.
Yeah. I'm a Cubs fan, so you'd think I would go with a Cubs loves sort of license plate. But instead, from a 773, Sox SK. Socks suck.
Oh, they shouldn't allow that.
Yeah, they shouldn't allow that. Come on. From 260, they might work here. Their license plate is too tired.
Yes.
Yeah. Is that your car, Nikki?
It might be.
That might be.
Yeah.
If you're ever on Peloton, you can find Nikki at Nikki's Sleepy.
Yeah.
So and you know that's
true.
And finally, from a 630, my urologist had a license plate that read URNTRBL. You're in trouble.
Oh.
What a guy.
Oh, I love
and
that.
And I thought it could be you're in trouble, but it could also be you're in trouble. Because if you're regularly going to the urologist, you might be, right?
Yeah.
I think so. Well, there you have it. Those are your vanity license plate. That's what's fun about these. I've never had one. I'm thinking of getting one now.
Ooh.
Not moist, but something like that.
That's taken.
Something yeah, it's taken, like I guess. I can't get it.
Hey, you could try to get the fart one here in Illinois.
Yeah,
I mean, that
right.
was another state, so
that's
go for it,
that's a great idea. Friends of Recreational Trails.
Yeah.
Coming soon to a Chicago license plate near you.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's me. And you gave me some really great words of encouragement right before those mics turned on. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Well, what was that? Now we got to hear it.
I said, all right, V, don't F it up.
Okay, there we go. Now we're clear.
Yep. am in at number three. You guys remember I Am Legend, the post-apocalyptic 2007 film with Will Smith?
Yes.
Yeah, well, Will Smith and Michael B. Jordan are set to star and produce an I Am Legend sequel with Warner Brothers.
Wow. We are legends.
Yeah.
I know. Seriously, I love that movie, though.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's more real than ever.
It was very... I forgot how real it was until I started watching it again. I'm like,
Saw it recently? Again?
Yeah. Recently, yeah. For the third time, whatever.
That was one of those movies that started trending at the beginning of the pandemic when, like, everything was shut down. Like, that and Contagion and all that.
Yeah.
So it makes sense. It's kind of back in the zeitgeist. They're like, let's make another one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're ready for it, and so are we, I think. In at number two, fashion is moving into the metaverse. Luxury brands are already making millions of dollars in skins. Those are outfits or shells that are bought by players in a painstakingly customizable appearance online games. And just to be clear, they are buying clothes and accessories that are not real. They are just for video games.
Yeah, for their avatar.
You don't actually get the Louis Vuitton. It just is in the video.
But it's for your skin.
Yeah.
So when you're playing Fortnite, you can look fantastic while you're kicking people's butts.
I got to think at this point, Nikki, your son has probably bought a Corolla with the amount he has spent Right? Skins?
Yeah,
seems like a skins kid.
I don't want to. It's not my money. It's his money. I can't even. No, it is your money.
You need to take that back.
He's how old again?
He's 35.
11.
Ah, 35.
Turning 12.
But he's working
still
for
your
it.
Money.
You know.
Oh, I totally know. Absolutely right.
So Nike is already in the game along with Louis Vuitton, and the newest store joining is Ralph Lauren. So that might be up his alley. recently, the CEO said that this is an effort to attract younger shoppers, and hopefully if it's cool online, it's going to be cool for them to go in the store.
Get them while they're young. That's what it is.
Mom, my avatar needs this poplin button down. Come on, Mom.
You don't get me.
Like, what? You don't get me. I need these Wayfarer sunglasses. Come on, Mom.
If the sun is bright out there. In at number one, Happy National Cereal Day. The conversation about your favorite cereal growing up is out there, so I want to hear it, Chris.
Frosted Flakes.
Ooh, Nikki? Oh.
I'm not a huge cereal person. I'll say Cheerios with fresh strawberries.
When you were a kid?
When I was a kid, I actually liked
gross.
That.
Oh, gross. You're so healthy.
I know.
Silver spoon over here.
Yeah. Golden Grahams with nothing fresh in the area.
I want them to be stale.
Oh, exactly. I got to go Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms. Yeah, geez, Nikki's over here with like Mr. Belvedere bringing her sliced strawberries.
Yeah, did you also have like an egg that you cracked with that little spoon?
Hey, my mom's not slicing me vegetables and fruits now, Violetta.
Good morning, Nikki. I have your cereal.
Yeah,
they're magically delicious.
Yeah.
And that was your Flash Briefing.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
The Polar Plunge was yesterday.
Better than today.
Better than today. Boy, yeah, but it was windy. So we said, hey, have you polar plunged? Did you do it yesterday? Give us a call, 312-233-1019. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
You polar plunged?
I did. I did on Saturday in Manteno.
Oh, it was 75 on Saturday in Manteno. You just went to the local pool.
It was still cold, though. Mm-hmm.
I know. So what did it feel like getting in and getting out? Was it worse getting in or worse getting out?
Your adrenaline is so high, so you don't even feel the temperature of the water, truthfully.
Wow. Now, the day after, so Sunday morning you woke up after polar plunging. Were you sore or did you feel anything or was it just like, I don't know, if your muscles tense up? I don't know. Is that a weird question?
Nope. I've been doing it for 9 years. Never had any problem jumping in or out. There's been times they've had to completely carve out the lake for us.
Yeah.
Wow.
How do you treat yourself after you jump into freezing cold water? Like, that's literally all I'm thinking. Like, I deserve blank.
A spicy Bloody Mary.
Definitely drinking.
Yeah. Any drink I see, I take it down.
You know, anything I can sip upon, I am going to sip on it.
You got to warm up somehow.
You've got to.
From the inside out.
Hey there. Good morning, Alice.
Hi.
You polar plunged?
I did. I did it the year that Lady Gaga did it, and that year when you walked toward the lake, it looked like the tundra. It was everything was ice, and they had a chip out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
The lake.
I like the idea that, Alice, you only do the polar plunge if there's a major celebrity involved.
Yeah, right.
I only come out for Lady Gaga.
I got a selfie with Vince Vaughn.
Oh, nice. There you go. It's a tall fella.
Yeah. Worth it.
Yeah, it was worth it. But the thing is, he wasn't looking at me. There were two cute little girls going, oh, can we take a selfie? And he saw me turn around, and he looked into my camera and not there.
Ah, well, you know what?
I showed him.
In their face.
Yeah.
All right, and finally, Adam, you polar plunged yesterday.
I did.
Were you down at North Avenue Beach, or were you at another one?
No, I was at North Avenue Beach.
All right.
Was it crazy? What was going on?
Well, so I got there like 5 minutes before we were supposed to jump in. So it was the adrenaline of go, 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 get down to the line. But it was like a little party down there. It was great.
Now, what was the feeling? Okay, so you go into the water. That seems like that, for me, would be the easier part. Now you're in there and you're like, all right, I got to get out of this thing now. And the wind's picking up. So how did it feel as you exited the water?
Well, the thing was, usually when I do it, I'm like, I got to go all the way under. So I just belly flopped in.
Yeah.
And then when I got up, I was like, yo, this is bad. And I just kind of spread it out for... Went for the first towel I saw.
But is that the rule? Like, is there a rule? I've always wondered that. Do you have to go all the way in, or can you just run up to your chest and run out?
No, you can run up to your chest. You can run up to your ankles, run out. Like, okay. You're really mean about it, yeah.
Oh, so I could just dip a toe.
Yeah.
Did it. Okay. Now we're more my speed. I don't want to get my head under because my hair will get all messed up. That's so I have true. To try to keep it level.
You're listening to the Morning Mix Podcast.
First dates are fun.
Yeah.
79% of couples have said that they've recreated their first date, which might be hard with some of these. We said, what's your interesting first date? You went out on one and it was a good time. You had a lot of fun. It wasn't just that they undercooked some shark and soaked it in vodka and said, here, eat this, Nikki. I love you.
I love you.
He's such a good... Well, yeah.
That's a first date,
that's
buddy.
That's a lot, though. Shark Anna, I love you on the first date would be a lot. Yeah.
Hey, you got to take a bite out of love. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I was really hoping he was setting up some whole thing. And then we watched Jaws, and it was a whole shark-themed night.
No. It was a pizza. It was a pizza after that meal.
At least it's a good story.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hi there. Good morning, Amber. You went on an interesting first date?
Yes, we went on the set of ER, the old TV show.
Was George Clooney there?
He was not, but my husband was an extra on the TV show, and him and George Clooney became good friends, and he was quite the prankster on
the set. Stop it.
Are you serious? Okay. Now, what is it now? Are you still with this guy?
Oh, yeah, we've been married 23 years in May.
Have you been to George's house in Lake Como, Italy?
No, I wish.
Yeah. You weren't invited to the wedding? What's the deal? Didn't hold up on that friendship?
No.
But just back.
That'd be awesome.
The first date, so he's like, hey, we're just going to go over here. And you're like, oh my God, I'm on ER. Did you know where you were going?
I had no idea where I was going. And our very first date, we were supposed to have you canceled on me. And he said, oh, I have a show I'm on. And I was like, okay, whatever. This guy's, you know.
Lying.
So then the next day, he's like, I've got a surprise for you. I didn't really know this guy. Met him at a bar, and we went out, and we were on the set of ER. And then after that, we went out to dinner, and I met his mom on the first date.
Wow!
Wow, you're throwing a couple red flags at me right off the bat, Amber. He canceled at first. He brought his mom. But you got to go to ER, so he was like, I gotta swing big here.
And they're married 23 years.
Yeah, well, congratulations, Amber. They really turned that thing around. All right, and hi there, Tony. Good morning.
Good morning.
You had an interesting first date?
Yeah, we went axe throwing.
Wow, not at each other, though, right?
No.
That came later.
And you can't drink there, right?
Yeah, no, you actually can drink there. Where we went, they have, like, go-karting and, like, a bunch of other stuff, so they did have drinks.
That's awesome. Now, were you good at it? Because I've long wanted to go, but I've never done it.
Oh, I was amazing at it. He ended up cutting his finger, though.
Wait, what?
He ended up cutting his finger on the axe.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I mean, that's the minimum you can expect. That's right. Kind of the risk you take.
Yeah,
you can't
win them all.
As long as he still has the finger.
Yeah, exactly. Now, Veronica, you had a first date that sounds like a pretty big flex. What happened on that first date?
Yeah, when my husband was 18, I was 17, and he said, let's go to dinner. So I said, okay. And he goes, we'll fly. Okay. So we flew out of...
Palwaukee
Executive Airport and flew around Chicago and then stopped at Pilot Pete's for dinner.
Oh,
we were 17 and 18. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Now, the crazy part of the story is he doesn't even have a pilot license.
Right. Right.
I know. Believe it or not, you can get it at 17, which is a little terrifying.
That's crazy. Now, I have so many questions. So,
yeah, like, where do you find a guy like this? What the heck?
Not only that, but... Okay, so you didn't know him very well, but you agreed to get into a small phone with him? Or a small airplane with him?
No, I knew him pretty well. Our families knew each other. But what was crazier is that my mom said at 17, sure, go ahead, go fly in an airplane with this 18-year-old kid.
Wow. And then there was an update to this love story that happened with the airplane?
I'm sorry?
What happened with it now later in your relationship? Something special happened that brought us back to the Cessna?
So that's how he proposed as well. We did the same thing, went to dinner, went to Pilot Pete's, and he proposed to me on the runway at Pilot Pete's overlooking the restaurant. A bunch of people watched us get engaged. It was pretty neat. Wow.
That's awesome.
You guys are really cool. You're winning at life.
Geez.
Did you have a baby on the plane?
No.
Not that time.
Yeah, but eventually.
And mom said you can't fly with him anymore.
Hey, we're about to hit some turbulence. You want to sit over here? Whoa, what is going on this flight? Good morning, Allison.
Hi, good morning.
You had a really interesting first date?
So I was down at school at the University of Southern Indiana, and we went to the zoo. And we're, like, walking around the zoo, and, I mean, there's no announcement or anything, and all of a sudden we get to, like, the gate to leave, and it's like, no one's there. It's locked. We're locked inside.
What?
I'm panicking. So I'm like, how are we going to get out? Like, I didn't know what to do. We start calling friends. Somebody showed up by the time somebody showed up, 30 minutes later with a blanket so we could climb over the fence to get out. Like, a groundskeeper finally found us and was like, what are you guys doing in here? And we're like, you guys closed at, like, 4 o'clock on a Saturday.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So you guys sort of just became the new attraction at the zoo. They're like, we got people now. That is crazy. Are you still together?
No, we dated for like 2 years and then, broke up.
Yeah. When you start that hot, you're locked into a zoo.
You'll always have the zoo.
We'll always have the zoo. Ain't that the truth? All right. And Emily, good morning there. You had an interesting first date?
Yeah, so my first date, we were in high school at the time, and he just took me to Culver's, so nothing too crazy there. But on the way home, we went out to his car to bring me home, and his car didn't start. And our date was in February, so instead of calling our parents because we were so embarrassed, he proceeded to walk me home in the snow, the 2 blocks to my house, and drop me off at the front door and then walked back to his car and called his parents.
Aww. And there's an update to this love story, is there?
There is. We have been together for 8 years, and we're getting married next year.
Hey! Congratulations! Hey!
Culver's at the wedding. Culver's at the wedding.
You gotta have Culver's.
That's going to be our after-dinner snack is Culver's.
Yes! Aww.
Now, Emily, you can send those invitations care of the Morning Mix to 130 East Randolph Street. We're here in the Prudential Building. I'll tell you what, Whip brings a good gift to a wedding.
That's a fact.
I've been listening to you guys every day since I was a kid. My mom listened to you. Like, we love you guys.
Oh, you know what? And I can hear you. I know you're afraid to ask, but yes, I've applied online for the officiant certificate, and I would be more than happy to marry you guys out of Culver's.
Oh, that'd be great.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congrats. That's amazing.
Thank you.
And finally, hi there, Brandon. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Not as good as you. You went on a unique first date, and something went awry?
Yeah, so my wife and I met in college, and there was this student-run haunted house in one of the dorm rooms that we went to. We had a good time. Everything
sounds
was going
totally
well.
Legit, Brent.
Yeah.
She got so scared at one point, she punched me in the face and broke my nose.
Oh, my God.
Are you still together?
Yeah. We are. We got married a year and a half ago.
Oh, look at that. Boy, I love how all of these stories are turning into long love. This is fantastic.
Did anyone punch anyone at the wedding?
Not that I know of, I had a little too much fun myself. I wasn't paying attention.
That's true.
Well, Brandon, I'll let you know. If you have any nose trouble, Nikki knows a guy. At the Sinus and Snoring, if you haven't heard it, they play about every 9 minutes here on the Morning Mix. It's between that and Charlie Puth and Justin Bieber. You'll hear Nikki's nose.
This is the Morning Mix podcast.
One of the games everybody's playing right now is Wordle.
Oh, yeah.
And there have been a ton of spinoffs. We had Taylordle, which was the Taylor Swift version of Wordle. We had Loodle, which was the lewd words version of Wordle.
Yeah.
I saw on the elevator on the way up now, they have Worldle, which is kind of hard to say, but it's geographic. So they show you a picture of a country with nothing on it, and you have to guess what that country is. There are 4 people in America playing it. 2 are the guy that designed it on 2 different computers. I don't know who is eager to look at that. But if you're playing Worldle right now, good for you. But the newest one that's been released is called Hurdle. It's not jumping over things. Instead, it's based in music. Now, Hurdle will give players the chance to listen to the intro of a song with incorrect or skipped guesses, unlocking more of the song.
Aha.
It's named that tune.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But it's called Hurdle.
Like Heard,
like H-E-A-R-D-L-E. Hurdle. So I thought, given that this is today's variety, this is the mix, one of us should play Hurdle. but it can't be me because I played it this morning to see if it was okay if we played it. Because I was really worried that the first song would be like CeeLo's F You unedited,
right,
and we'd be
right.
like, let's do it! So I already played it. So here's the premise of the game. You get to listen to the intro, and then you get to take a guess on the artist and title of the song. If you get it wrong, you get another shot, same as Wordle, and you get five chances. Answer in as few steps as possible. So I thought we'd go eeny, meeny, miny, mo, and one of us will play.
Oh, okay? Okay.
I was going to nominate Whip.
I'm going to take myself out, and yeah, I mean, between you two, Whip is like crazy good at like...
Yeah.
He hears like the beginning of a tune and he's got the whole thing.
All right, eeny, meeny, miny, Whip.
Oh, man. See, I feel the pressure. I'll do it. But again, I make no promises on that I won't suck.
No, you're okay. Very good.
Might
yeah.
suck.
We believe in you. Believe in yourself. Okay? Right as that music ended. Okay, so here's the deal. I've got the volume up. I've turned it up. It says, turn the volume up and tap that track.
Oh, my God. Wow.
This, ladies and gentlemen, is Hurdle. You're going to hear the first a couple seconds of the intro of a song, and then you'll get to take a guess. You'll get five guesses. Hurdle. All right, here we go, Whip. Are you listening? Here it comes.
Oh.
I knew it.
I got it.
But I don't want to put pressure on you, Whip.
No, it reminds me of... I
don't
know.
You want to hear it one more time?
I don't know it. Yeah, I don't know it.
We're so bad because we nominated
okay.
you.
Do you want to take...
I told you
I need hints? Can I offer you a hint, or do you want to take a guess? Take a guess. Give
I
an
don't
artist
even have a
name.
Guess. Is it like Christina Aguilera?
Okay, let's start with Christina. We'll start with Xtina. Christina Aguilera. It's a long name to type out
yeah.
and to spell wrong. Incorrect.
Like,
okay,
yeah.
now you're going to get to hear an extra
more.
Second
okay.
of it, okay? This
yeah.
is round two. Mm-hmm. This is called Hurdle. It's a new Wordle competitor. It's basically name that tune.
Yeah.
Whip, round two.
Oh, it's what's her name? It's Ariana Grande's yeah. Seven Wishes. Yeah, I knew
it
was
Seven Rings.
Seven Rings. Yeah. Seven something.
You're
Ariana Grande, yeah. that is
yeah,
correct,
yeah.
Whip.
I knew it was a song I couldn't stand, to be honest with you. I just couldn't place which one it was. Yeah.
And okay. now it's going to let you hear it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Whip got it right after the second guess.
Yeah, yeah,
now,
yeah.
I want to let you know, we just spoiled Hurdle for everybody today. Because
oh,
everybody
shoot.
Plays the same song.
Oh, my God.
But that's okay. Breakfast at Tiffany's, I'm hanging with Whippy.
You know,
yep.
when we were playing that song, which we don't play on the mix very much anymore, if at all, but when we did, that's about how far I would get into it before
Normally.
I would leave the room.
Yeah.
One note.
To go get a coffee.
Yeah.
Bing. Oh, I'm going to see you guys later.
Yeah.
Well, that's Hurdle. And now if you were here listening to that, you can impress all your friends and get on the first shot. Okay? So that's how Hurdle works. If you're done with Wordle, you're done with Loodle, you're done with Taylordle, you're done with Worldle.
Yeah, then there's that math one.
Yeah.
There's
Ooh.
A
Nerdle.
Yeah. Nerdle.
Yeah,
Nerdle.
Yeah. Doesn't your wife play Nerdle every
yeah,
day?
Yeah, that's how I know about it.
Yeah, no, for real. Yeah. Whip's wife is a math teacher, and hey, gets in.
Yeah.
She gets
the
down
kids
with numbers.
Like that. You know, it's a good way for her to, like, get.
Maybe the high school kid's into it. I don't know. Maybe.
I tried to play Nerdle, and I just felt really bad about myself
yeah.
instantly, and I
yeah.
said, you know what? I don't need this.
No, that's mm-hmm. not a game for you, Chris.
No, it's definitely not.
Testing 1-2, 1-2. Soundcheck. Soundcheck. This is Nikki's Soundcheck on The Morning Mix.
All right, we'll start with a story my son is probably interested in. Whip, your kids. Because
oh, yeah.
anytime there's a reason to play a video game, he'll be like, it's station research, Mom.
For sure. You know, yeah, people make millions off this
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, you know, I just got 9 of these skins because it's good for you to know them. Doja Cat will star in her own House Party video game. So, you know, the game's kind of been around for a while.
Right.
It's something. It's, no, it's not Kid and Play House Party. Sorry, Whip, not that. They're not in it.
Shoot.
But hundreds of stories, thousands of branching storylines. The whole deal is you are going to help her execute a master plan to track down a masked dancing sensation.
Oh,
players
nice.
Will have access to multiple outfits that I'm sure will be totally free to help her show up new dance moves and help create a new video. And then the twist on this is part of the game, the profits will benefit Advancing Children for Success, an organization
oh, that's great.
Dedicated to help the development of children and their families access nutrition, health, early learning, and skills development.
I went from like, I don't waste your money on that to like, no, maybe you should.
Know, right?
Hang on a second.
I know, me too. I was like, another
yeah.
star. Oh, okay.
Feel a little
yeah.
better about
I'll
the
buy
in-app
that outfit
purchase.
Now.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's one thing to look for. Another thing, this one is so intriguing to me. If you grew up listening to the Queen of Pop, Madonna, they're going to do a biopic on her, and she is, like, totally involved.
Of
and
course.
Have you heard? Yeah, of course she is, right?
Right.
So the women at the top of the list, of the short list, include
oh, yeah.
Inventing Anna, Julia Gardner.
Yeah, who you okay. might also know from Ozark.
Yep. Black Widow, Florence Pugh.
Oh, yeah, she's new Black
yep.
Widow.
And
right.
she well, she was also in that one Maypole movie or like the
Midsummer.
What, the, Midsummer.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yep.
yeah.
Euphoria, Alexa Demi, and BB Rexha. Singer
oh,
BB Rexha also up for the role.
Shit.
Yeah, well, she's trying, that's for sure. So they're saying that they are doing a grueling audition. It's called the Madonna Boot Camp, and choreography and training sessions lasting 11 hours a day with Madonna's choreographer and the pop icon herself. So Madonna's actually standing there, like, watching these
That's got to be, like, a very nerve-wracking audition.
Yes, for right? sure.
And then, as part of the process, the actresses must do readings with Madonna as well as singing auditions with Madonna.
You're not getting my fake accent right.
I know.
Right.
Inventing Anne is already going to step up on that.
Seriously. Right there.
Now do it like a virgin. Yeah. What does that even mean?
You're from Michigan. What does that sound
come
like?
Yeah, exactly.
And then, you know, she'll be in town on Wednesday. Dua Lipa's got a lot going on.
Yeah, boy.
We'll start out with Megan Thee Stallion. And Dua Lipa teased a new collaboration is going to be out later this week, March 11th. So look for that. They teased a couple of like cakes with their names on them and pictures on them and stuff like that. So look for that. We'll have that coming up. But first, this one's the second copyright thing that poor Dua Lipa's facing. Levitating, such a big hit that everyone wants a piece of it, including some songwriters who had a 1979 song called Wiggle and Giggle All Night. So we talked about their one earlier this week. That one was Live Your Life. So lawsuit number one.
Lawsuit number one.
Now you got lawsuit number two. They're talking about just the beginning here, and I guess kind of the cadence and the notes.
Take a listen. It kind of seems like the way they sing it. Wiggle and Giggle All Night has 4.6 thousand views on YouTube, so I think they're like, hey.
Yeah. I almost feel like they're suing on, like, tempo.
Yeah, which
you know
is very difficult to do.
I don't know.
It's like, okay, so every rap song ever, we need to be like, wait a second.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, poor Dua.
Poor Dua, she just can't.
Just pay him.
She's well, I'm just trying to go to Chicago and do some shows.
I know.
Like,
she's just gearing up for Wednesday.
Yeah, that's it. That's all she wants. Man. All right.
That's it for the sound check till the next lawsuit. We'll do it later this week.
You're listening to the Morning Mix podcast.
It's time for the Morning Mix top six. You can get a top 10 anywhere, a top five, but none of those words rhyme with six. Mix does. Mix top six. Here's the deal. This one's going to be tasty. We have your top six official wine pairings to go with the season. Girl Scout cookies.
I just put some thin mints in the freezer.
The best.
Hot tip. Put those thin mints in the freezer. They were selling them outside of Mariano's on Saturday, but we already got a bunch from my nieces, so we're loaded up at home. Okay. I have reverted now to just they're not called tagalongs anymore, but just the butter cookie. It's so simplistic and delicious. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, my wife's all over the like Samoas and all that stuff, and we do have the thin mints in the freezer.
The butter cookie has like a little bit of salt to it.
Yeah,
I
like it. Yeah, I like that. Well, we've got your official wine pairings. These are going to go deliciously with your Girl Scout cookies. In at number six, if you're snacking on Samoas, and I didn't know what this wine was, you want to be drinking a Samoka. Are you familiar with that?
No.
Okay, I had to Google it. Samoka is liquid chocolate blended with a full-body chewy wine.
No.
Not quite port, but 15% alcohol, 2% residual sugar.
That's a lot of sugar overall, it sounds
like.
Terrible.
All in, right? Yeah. So that's like a sweet on sweet.
Chardonnay with that.
Okay, that might be coming up. In at number five, if you're eating Lemon Ups, that's their kind of lemon-forward cookie, you want to enjoy a Brut champagne with that.
Ooh, I could see
that. Okay, that sounds right?
Yeah.
Okay, great. I'm looking at Nikki every time. I'm like, this is a... I'm saying this right, yeah? Because is that what Cooks is? I don't know. All right. In at number four, these are your mixed top six wine pairings to go with those Girl Scout cookies you're snacking on. Trefoils, that's what I'm eating. Those are the butter cookies now. They call them trefoils or trefoils. Okay. You want to be sipping on Moscato with that.
Okay, so it's like a little bubbly, little sweet.
Yeah, like a sweet on sweet.
Yeah,
it's a little too sweet for my taste. My mother-in-law loves like a Riesling and a Moscato, though.
But I get that, though, because you're talking about the shortbread cookies. So there's some saltiness there.
Yeah, so it balances it.
Got it. Okay.
In at number three, your mixed top six wine pairings for those Girl Scout cookies. If you're having the Toffee-tastics, Chardonnay.
There you go.
Now, what is that like? Chardonnay is generally not as sweet. My wife and I talked about this last night. I picked out some bottles at Costco, and I'm a label shopper. If the label looks cool and the price is right, I get it. And we were sipping on. We're both like, this is pretty good. And I don't know when something's really good, but I know when I don't like it.
Yeah.
And that's really all wine is, right?
Right. I think it's just up to you,
right? It doesn't matter what you're drinking, as long as it's totally up to you.
Right. All right. So Toffee-tastics, Chardonnay. If you're eating tagalongs, which again, I thought was the butter cookie.
I think that's the peanut butter
around.
One. I think tagalongs are the peanut butter chocolate covered.
Oh, those are really good.
Those are really good. Yeah. You could also put those in the freezer. Hot tip. That's tasty as well. Sorry. So tagalongs, that's your peanut butter chocolate. This is your wine pairing, a petite Syrah.
Oh, a little red.
All of a sudden, Nikki had on a tuxedo for like a half second, and I don't know where it went or how you did that. And your mixed top six official wine pairings for those Girl Scout cookies. In at number one, Thin Mints. You want to be enjoying a Brunello?
Ooh.
Or a Merlot.
Okay.
So they give you the option.
All right.
Brunello I was not familiar with. I thought that was a character from Encanto.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Italian red. It's delicious.
Got it. Okay. So Thin Mints in at number one. Enjoy those with a Brunello or a Merlot. And now you know, right? That's your Mix Top 6.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
Hey, so in at number three, watermelon trending, but why? Harry Styles, watermelon sugar has surpassed Dua Lipa's new rules and is now the 24th most streamed solo song of all time on Spotify. I don't know. Is that trend worthy? But it is trending. Everybody's talking about it. They keep retweeting this.
And someone may or may not have some new music potentially coming
out.
So that could be the low.
Wait, which one? Harry?
Maybe, maybe not. I don't know.
No, watermelons have a new song coming out next week.
Moving on. In at number two, Batman is on the brains of everybody right now because of the Batman that is out with Robert Pattinson. But there might be a new guy on the block. Keanu Reeves is voicing Batman in a new trailer for the DC League of Super Pets. The film also stars Dwayne Johnson as Crypto, the
Crypto.
Super Dog.
Oh.
There's Kevin Hart as Ace, as the Bat Hound. And then John Sudeikis as Superman.
Jason Sudeikis?
No, John Krasinski.
Yeah, I was like, wait a second.
Well, I mean, I could see the Sudeikis, Krasinski.
Yeah. Hey, that white bunny guy.
I'm like,
that's amazing.
What did I say? Dyslexia for you. Don't we have a clip of that?
We sure do. This is, you'll have to see what Neo sounds like.
Parent pro tip. That is something you watch with your kids with wine.
Oh, for sure.
You just open a bottle of wine and then everyone will enjoy.
I saw the trailer before The Batman and I was like, I'm in. This is going to be great.
Really?
I cannot wait to watch this with my daughter. She's going to love it.
So it's like, if you like your Batman kind of funny.
Yeah, exactly.
And making fun of itself.
Yeah.
This is for you.
If you like
really
Paw Patrol.
Right, it is.
And if you like Paw Patrol.
And it focuses on the pets. Like, he's just setting it up. And then we go to the dogs and the pets and the cats.
And it's the first time John Sudeikis is going to be airing something.
You're almost there. You're so close. John Krasinski.
Get Jason Sudeikis away from
Jason
your mind.
Jason Sudeikis not
involved in this that we know of.
Mm-mm.
That's right.
Moving on to number one on this Flash Briefing. Lady Gaga was supposed to be here and do a show on August 27, 2021. And then COVID happened and a bunch of other stuff, so she didn't. So it's rescheduled. We finally have a new date. The Chromatica Ball is going to be here August 15th at Wrigley Field.
Nice.
And if you've ever been fortunate enough to have see a show at Wrigley, it is amazing, really, like, no matter who's playing.
No, it's true. So fun.
Based on the way the baseball talks are going, I think she could do like a whole week at Wrigley Field because there ain't much else going on.
And she's playing third. Weird.
Exactly.
Got her on the hot corner.
Well, if you want more information about how to purchase tickets, you can go to Chicago or Cubs.com. That is Cubs.com.
All right.
That's your Flash Briefing.
All right. Thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Brand new episodes every day. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 1019 Mix Chicago. And we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.